a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When trouble seems to rain on my dreams.
What about it, ladies and gentlemen? The doctor says that when it comes to these video games, back pain, that the home-based program has great potential as a supervised physiotherapy visits can be costly. The home-based video game treatment can be very good because the supervised physiotherapy visits can be costly, and people who live in remote or rural areas can face barriers accessing the services. Older people with poor physical functioning also prefer home-based exercises, since traveling to treatment facilities can be difficult. We can dig all of that, right? You understand where they're coming from. I mean, these are legitimate concerns, legitimate issues, and they are issues. I mean, if for whatever the reason you have a difficult time getting to the place where the treatment is being offered, what good would the treatment plan be? All right. Here's the thing. They're saying being able to do the video game exercises unsupervised at home would be cost effective and convenient, since the video game modules are relatively cheap in comparison. The exercises could be completed at a time to suit the patient and fit easily into their schedule. Video game exercises unsupervised at home. So you got the question, I'm sorry, the answer to the first question I asked you. Video games and chronic back pain, if there is a connection, is that connection positive or negative? Well, for the purpose of this conversation, the connection is positive, because they're using, I guess you could almost say, well, I started to say prescribed, but at the very least, structured video game programs. Structured exercise video game programs to help diminish the problem of chronic low back pain. Now, here's the pop quiz question. All the other questions up to now have just been questions I asked, but right now is the pop quiz question. We mentioned that low back pain in the US of A is very, very prevalent. Not only disabling, but the most costly musculoskeletal condition in the US of A. How much is low back pain costing the US of A each year? Would you say $30 million? Would you say $3 million? Would you say $500 million? Would you say $100 billion? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to have your socks knocked off. According to the report, low back pain costs the United States more than $100 billion each year. $100 billion just for low back pain. So, as you can imagine, finding ways to minimize symptoms in the simplest possible way is vital. $100 billion. I would not have guessed it. Just being honest with you, I would not have guessed that we have so much low back pain in America. And don't get me wrong, I've been reading off and on for years that low back pain in America is a problem. One of the questions in my mind is, does the posture assumed by people who game frequently lend itself to low back pain? Their posture, are they leaning forward in ways that is putting stress on the lower back? I don't know. That's something I'm just curious about. But we do have it that whoever is experiencing low back pain in America, everyone taken together to get it treated so far, is costing $100 billion each year. And you know what I'm wondering about? $100 billion each year. How many people have chronic low back pain, but because they don't have insurance, don't have the cash to pay for the health care, they don't even get it treated? They just live through it the best they can, maybe taking some Tylenol here, taking some Aleve there. How many people? How much higher would that cost be? $100 billion plus each year. Each year. So in a five-year period, more than $500 billion have been spent on low back pain. How much more would that figure be if everyone who experiences low back pain had some kind of way of compensating the medical professionals for the treatment if everyone went? Well, here we go. Think about this. As the United States population ages, the number of people with low back pain is likely to increase. So understanding how to best manage it becomes pressing concern for that reason also. Dr. Zadra warns that the global population of people over 60 years old is expected to triple by 2050. The number of people over 60 years old around the world expected to triple within roughly 30 years by 2050. And for that reason, more research on that population is very critical. So what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, we found out that this whole issue of low back pain, there's at least one positive connection between low back pain and gaming. We've also found out that the cost, keeping in mind that they're telling us that low back pain, chronic low back pain, is the most disabling and most costly musculoskeletal condition in America. And then they put some numbers to that cost. More than $100 billion each year. So that's something we need to be looking out for. I want to encourage you. You're lifting those weights, doing any other kind of exercises, make sure you're using proper form. Especially those of you who like to lift heavy. Do it progressively. Do it gradually. There's nothing that says you have to go from 0 to 100 in 30 seconds or 30 days. Take your time. Pay attention to your body. Obey your body. When your body is saying, hey, this is too much, obey that. Remember that when you're jogging, even when you're walking, but especially when you're jogging because there's more pounding involved, it is best to use softer surfaces, whether you're going to use one of those rubbery type surfaces that are on indoor tracks, or whether you're going to run on grass if you're outdoors rather than on the asphalt. That truly takes some wear and tear off the entire body, but specifically the musculoskeletal system. I'm just saying, think about what we can do to prevent that low back pain. Remember to get up, especially those of us who sit a lot. You work, you're in school, you work, you study, and you do a lot of sitting. Remember, every so often, get up and move your body and exercise. Make sure you're using proper posture while you're sitting. Let's do what we can to prevent that low back pain. And then when it does come, take those steps to get rid of it, or at the very least, reduce. And of course, the medical treatment is part of the picture, but also doing those other things that we have it in our power to do, part of the picture too. Later today, we'll be hearing from Miss Christine Miller-Betts, possibly someone else from the Lucy Craft Laney Museum. Learn more about history and upcoming events. Stay with me. I've got no room for doubt. No matter what's coming at me, you'll always be the beautiful I sing about. There ain't no limitations.